Emergency entrance. Did I ever tell you about my bubble of solitude? I'll be brief. My bubble of solitude has an emergency entrance to which only I have the password. I use that entrance to escape the thousandfold distractions and contradictions of the world. Even though I live in this world along with you and a few billion others, now and then I must pause, reflect, reassess, and recharge in order to re-enter and resume dealing with life, love, and the pursuit of purity. I look upon my bubble of solitude as a journal, a diary, a captain's log, a log that encourages me to toss rose petals here and there along the way, so that I can always find my way back when the world is too much with me. On a wonderful day such as this, I have mixed feelings, contrarian thoughts. On the one hand, I am happy that my tunnel vision only allows the best of the day to present itself. On the other hand, I know that there are many lovely souls outside my bubble of solitude who could use a helping hand. Lovely souls who long for acceptance and attention from you and me. I send you greetings from the confines of my bubble of solitude. I hope you are bearing your life-assigned load as well as you can. Please know this. There are rose petals strewn along the way for you, too. Rather than step on them, stop to examine and appreciate their intrinsic beauty. The only reason those rose petals are on your path is to offer up their wisdom, should you decide to open up to it. Wisdom that you can intuit from their presence, or wisdom that you can dismiss at will. It's all on you and me. Even if you accidentally crush one of those petals, quickly pick it up and sniff the fragrance that was waiting for you all along. Even your mistake brought forth the wisdom of your senses, unarguable senses often ignored in the rush of a propulsive life. Among the hundreds of scattered ideas that call out to me today, I guess these particular imparted words are enough for right now. Go forth and find your own bubble. Find a way to reanimate within the bubble. It's always there. You and I can live both inside and outside at will. Contents of the bubble await your presence. Contents of daily life await outside. Don't worry. You and I can handle both. Give it a try. This is Jim Reed, and this was a page from my Red Clay Diary.